Hey there, Susan here. I hope you are having a blessed day, and I am very excited about this episode that you are about to listen to. In this episode, I am going to be interviewing a internationally renowned best-selling author who is also an entrepreneur, and he created a proprietary method for helping people release trauma. And his business has certified over 12,000 people globally in this technique. And why this interview is so impactful to me. Sometimes I bring on my friends who are best-selling authors and thought leaders, and you don't think of them as entrepreneurs, but they're entrepreneurs because you can't grow a massive business like that and be a best-selling author and have all of these amazing people that are working for you and evangelizing for you if you aren't an entrepreneur. And this one is profound because I'm going to be sharing a story about how this technique allowed me to finish a half marathon that I thought I was going to have to drop out of. And for those of you who've been listening for a long time, you know my backstory. I have done many, many, many half marathons. I've run Boston 6 times. I was a former professional triathlete until I turned 27 and was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis that ended the career. And that's where I really turned to holistic health. And then I decided to take on the business side of health and wellness. And then from there, I went back into technology, which brings me to where I am today. And so in this episode, I'm going to share a story about how this technique helped me finish a race that I thought there is no way I'm going to be able to do this. So I'm a huge fan of this gentleman's work, and I hope you will be too at the end of the episode. And before I get into the episode, a quick announcement for you that I am bringing back free coaching. I've had people say, "Hey, Susan, I need some advice." They have questions. And I used to do monthly free coaching where entrepreneurs could ask me about anything from fundraising to getting an MVP going for their product or how to grow and scale a business or whatever it was in relationship to being an entrepreneur. And so I'm bringing those back, but they are only for subscribers on my list. But the good news is it's absolutely free to get on the list. And all you need to do is go to susanslaw.com and get on the insiders list. And I would love to see you there. So free coaching is going to be starting again. It is monthly. And if you can't make it live, you can submit your question. And when you come into that forum, you're going to meet some amazing entrepreneurs and it is going to be spectacular. So I encourage you to definitely go sign up and do that. And the last announcement that I have for you, I know what you're thinking because I listen to podcasts every single day. You're like, "Oh my gosh, I just want to hear, how do I get rid of my entrepreneurial trauma?" Yeah, that is coming. But I want to share that today's episode is brought to you by our friends at AIM7. AIM7 is an app that I use, and it really helps in terms of helping you decide, what is best for you that day, whether it is do a hard workout that you're going to push, or if you are going to take it a little easier that day. And it is amazing. So check it out. You go to aim7.com, get a 7-day free trial. It is awesome. And again, full disclosure, I'm an investor and an advisor at AIM7. With that, let me take you into today's episode with this amazing entrepreneur. And I hope you get tremendous benefits out of his work, just as I have. So let's take you to the show. This is Ron Real Entrepreneurship, the show that brings the no-nonsense truth of what is required to start, grow, and scale your business. I am your host, Susan Sly. Well, hey, what is up, Ron Real Entrepreneurs, wherever you are in the world? I hope you are having an amazing day. And, we interview a lot of folks on the show, hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs. And very occasionally, there's a personal story that I have about a particular guest. And today you'll hear that story and how this guest absolutely not only powerfully impacted me in terms of my health, but also the trajectory of my career. And so I was so excited when his team reached out to us to have him on the show, because now I get to share his work with all of you if you don't know it already. So my guest today is a veteran holistic physician and one of the world's foremost experts on the natural methods of achieving wellness, which, as you all know, I am a huge advocate for. He's an international trainer, speaker, and the author of the best-selling book, The Emotion Code. His new book is The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal Itself. On top of all of this, I think one of my most favorite things is he has been married to his great love for 42 years. They have 8 children and 6 grandchildren. And what you see from the outside, this amazing, peaceful, soulful, contributive human being, you don't know that his background is actually computer programming. And he walked away from all of that to go and serve millions of people all over the world, including people like Tony Robbins. So with that, I want you all to welcome my amazing guest, the one and only Dr. Bradley Nelson. Dr. Brad, thank you for being on Raw and Real Entrepreneurship.
Oh my gosh, Susan, I can't even tell you how glad I am to be here. Thank you for having me on.
I want to jump right in. There are so many people struggling right now emotionally, and it's showing up physically. And we do focus on entrepreneurship, but we're talking about stay-at-home moms, we're talking about stay-at-home dads, we're talking about teachers and nurses and people. And I think, you know, a lot of recently in the last few years, between a global pandemic and news and threats of wars and everything else, people are really struggling. And in your professional opinion, what is the cause of this, and is it fixable?
Well, you know, first of all, each one of us really is a world unto ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. We have our own little internal environment, and we can allow ourselves to be really affected by the outside environment. Sometimes there's no choice about that. But to a great degree, we get to choose how we interpret what's going on in the world. And it's kind of like the glass half empty, glass half full kind of thing. I mean, for me, I look at the world as being in labor, struggling to bring forth a whole new world that's trying to be born. The consciousness level of the world, I believe, is expanding every day like a balloon. It's getting a little bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger every single day. And it's never going to go back to where it was before. But at the same time, we see these old power structures that are desperate to hold on to their power and keep things the way they've always been. But we know how the story ends, and human freedom and human liberty eventually are going to win. And I think that the future really is very, very bright. Having said that, there is a reality that goes on in this world. It's a reality for every single person in the world. And it's not a reality that is generally widely known, although it's becoming more widely known. And that reality has to do with the fact that we all have emotional baggage, basically. What I found in practice was that all of my patients, no matter how young or old they were, no matter if they were men or women, it didn't matter what they were suffering from, whether they were dealing with depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or eating disorders or some kind of self-sabotage, or if they were dealing with infertility or asthma or digestive disorders or some kind of physical pain, or if they'd been diagnosed with some kind of a disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, some kind of autoimmune problem, cancer. All of these people, all of them, had one thing in common. And that one thing was what I came to call their emotional baggage. And, you know, we use that phrase emotional baggage usually when we're describing someone else, right? Like, oh, that guy's got a lot of emotional baggage, but it's a real thing. And I came to understand in practice what this emotional baggage is doing to us. And really, it came about because I was a computer programmer. I took a programming class in 1980. I was going to school in Hawaii, and I needed one more class to round out my schedule. And so I took a class on basic programming, and that was it. Hook, line, sinker. I was a goner for computers. And so I became a computer programmer back in the early 80s. I had a business called The Computer Tutor. I would go into people's businesses. They had bought an IBM PC, for example. They wouldn't know what to do with it. There was no software. So I'd write the software for their business. And that's what I did. When I was in chiropractic school, I remember, I was actually putting myself through school partly by programming the admissions office computers at the school I was attending. And I got to be pretty good at what I was doing. And I remember sitting in class one day and our neurology instructor was talking about how the brain is a computer. And I thought, wow, the brain's a computer. I wonder if in 200 or 300 years, somebody will develop the technology that will enable us to access that computer, the computer within each person. And what if we could ask questions? And what if we could ask that internal computer, what's really wrong with people? That would be so amazing. So that'd be unbelievable. And I thought, well, you know, maybe in 200 or 300 years. Little did I know that I would actually be devoting my life to this idea, to this understanding that the subconscious mind is a computer. And it's a different kind of computer. I mean, first of all, you know, we're used to looking at, for example, here's my phone, right? With a picture of my wife on it. There's an interface, right? The interface is the screen, and then I can touch things, right? That's the interface. My laptop in front of me, I've got a screen where I see things. I've got a keyboard. That's the interface. The subconscious mind is also a computer. Now, the subconscious mind, we don't really give it too much credit, but it's the automatic part of us. It's the part of us that right now is taking whatever we had for breakfast or lunch and is turning it into new red blood cells. We're making 3 million of those every minute. You know, they say that the average cell in the human body is equivalent in complexity to a full-size aircraft carrier with thousands of people working at their individual jobs and with jets on the ramp with their engines spooled up, ready to take off. That's how complex a single cell is. And we have, I think they say, about 37 trillion of those, which is about the size of the national debt, I think now, right? 37 trillion.
That was a minute ago.
A minute ago, yeah. Sorry, I'm late. But anyway, so sad. But anyway, so the subconscious mind is in touch with all of that. It remembers everything you've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd. You see, we have this internal computer, and it's remembering everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled. I mean, every split second of your entire life is logged in that computer. And, you know, if you get to a point where you're suddenly about to die, your whole life will flash before you, right? You've heard that. Mm-hmm. And it'll flash before you in great detail. So what I learned when I was in practice was that I could communicate with the subconscious mind of my patients. And it was something that kind of began gradually. And as time went on, I began to realize more and more that I could trust the subconscious mind of my patients and I could get answers. Now, the subconscious mind, it's an interesting thing because it's a binary computer, which means if my phone were a binary computer, I could get a 1 or a 0 and that'd be it. You know, the subconscious mind can give you a 1 or a 0. It can give you a yes or a no. And the mechanism that I used, which I didn't discover, was developed years ago, was muscle testing. I could ask a question and I could get an answer on a patient. If I asked a question about their liver, for example, or their kidneys or a bone that was out of alignment or something, I could get a yes answer, which would be a strong muscle, or I could get a weak muscle, which would be a no answer. And I found that I could ask pretty much anything as long as the answer could be brought back to me in the form of a strong muscle for yes or a weak muscle for no. And this was a revelation, really. It was a tremendously powerful game changer. And as time went on, I always had a computer there with me in my office. And I was always, you know, trying to catalog things that I was finding on people. And prayer was a big part of this. I was learning everything that I could from every place that I could because Susan, I was obsessed. I was obsessed with fixing people. I didn't want to Band-Aid people. I wanted to know, why were they sick? What was really causing their problem? I knew there was a truth there and I wanted to know what it was. I wanted to identify that truth so I could help them in the best way possible, right? So I always had a computer there, and prayer was part of this too, because every time somebody would come in to see me, I believed that prayer had gotten me into the healing arts. And so I figured, you know, God's gotten me into this. Maybe God will help me. And so I developed this habit. It was a totally private, totally personal habit that I had. It was just a momentary pause before I would go to work on somebody, but I was actually asking God to help me. And we all believe different things, you know, about God, but I believe God is literally our Father and Father of our spirits, and we're all brothers and sisters and so on. And there were times when, in response to that kind of a plea for help, information would just flood in like an avalanche, you know, of understanding about how to look at this and here's what's going on. And that was an amazing thing. So I would record all that dutifully in my mind map that I was building. And so anyway, it was really an amazing thing. Well, the biggest imbalance that I found, in fact, let me back up. The oldest idea really in the history of healing is that health is maintained or regained by maintaining or by regaining the state of balance in the body. And what I found was that we suffer from six different kinds of imbalances that cause all of our problems. And those are things like pathogens and toxicity and misalignments and nutritional issues and problems with energies that get into the body that shouldn't be there, like emotional energies and traumas and things like that, mm-hmm. and imbalances in the circuitry and the systems and so on. Anyway, so what I found was I could ask my patients' subconscious minds about what they really needed, and their bodies would tell me. Their subconscious minds would give me those answers. And it worked incredibly well. During the last 10 years that I was in practice, most of the people that I saw had been told there was really no hope for them at all. And yet the vast majority of them were able to get better, with just a couple of exceptions, by asking their internal computer. I mean, to give you an idea, my mindset, I remember a patient came into me one day and I just finished doing her exam and everything. And she was really dealing with a lot of pain and fatigue and was really sick. And at a certain point I said to her, you know, I'm basically clueless about what's wrong with you. And her eyes got really big and she looked at me and looked really startled. And I said, but it's okay. Don't worry. I said, your subconscious mind, the computer inside of you, knows exactly what's wrong with you and exactly what your imbalances are. And I know how to talk to it. So it's going to be okay. And she got well. And so really what we're talking about here, I believe eventually is going to be one of the biggest paradigm busting shifts in thinking that, that maybe has ever taken place in the world. I am absolutely positive that this understanding that within us, we have this computer, the subconscious mind that knows exactly what we need. Eventually, that's how we're going to take care of ourselves everywhere, all over the world. Eventually, we'll look back on days when we didn't ask the internal computer what we needed, and we'll just kind of shake our heads and think, wow, those were the dark ages, weren't they?
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it.
I love how you articulated that too, Dr. Brad. And one of the things that, you know, for all of the listeners, so when we are talking about things like muscle testing, so I was trained in muscle testing by Dr. David Hawkins himself.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. And the late Wayne Dyer was a good friend of mine. And so when I remember Wayne and I were having this conversation, and he had been diagnosed with cancer, and he said, Susan, I'm not going to do chemo. I am not going to do radiation. I am going to talk to the cancer, and I'm going to really dialogue, and I'm going to muscle test, and I'm going to, you know, have this conversation essentially. And he defied the odds. And when he died, it was because he was ready to go. And one day he called me, Brad, and he's like, Susan, guess what I did for my birthday? And I said, what'd you do, Wayne? And he took thousands and thousands of dollars down to the beach in Maui and just gave it out to people who were homeless.
Oh, fun.
And so when he died, he was ready to go. But the reason I bring up that story is I've had Mark Devine, who's the founder of SealFit, on the show. And Mark and I are huge mm-hmm. fans of the Power versus Force and David's work. And Mark is like, how do we build an AI that will quantify people's consciousness and to be able to help them to essentially go into this next level, right? Of this beingness that we would say, you know, for people listening, it might be like, what the heck is she talking about? But closer to what we would call, say, a Christ consciousness that is more loving, more peaceful, yeah. more joyful, because that is our natural state. And when, yeah. when I first found you, I was telling Dr. Brad the story before we went in. So I was up for a run one day and I had a pain. And it was a pain in my neck. And I was, you know, I was running and I was running and I'd finished listening to a podcast. I'm literally on the corner in the middle of this 12-mile run. And I go on Audible and the Dr. Brad's book is suggested for me. And the it said, With the Ford Red by Tony Robbins. Tony doesn't do that. I've done speaking events with Tony. He just doesn't do it. And I was like, what in the world? Who is this person that Tony's doing this for? And so I bought the book on the corner in the middle on a Sunday morning before going to church, like literally Dr. Brad, like in my neighborhood. And I start listening and it was amazing. And it made so much sense for me. So one of the things Tony talked about is you flew out to his home to work on Tony and Sage. And right. here's this guy. So I have a question for you. Here's this guy. He's like literally larger than life, super tall, big arm wingspan. Yeah. That's like most people's height. And people look at him and he's so energetic, all of his events. And how did you approach going to work on someone like Tony Robbins?
Well, you know, it's a really interesting story. It's one of those stories that, you know, as an entrepreneur, like you can't quite imagine happening, but it actually did happen to us. We were in Salt Lake City at a business conference and my phone started lighting up and pinging and it was our PR firm. And, so I went out in the hall, called them and they said, Tony Robbins, his team is trying to get a hold of you. And I just thought, well, that's crazy. So I called them up and they, yeah. And one of their team members said, Tony and Sage would like you to come out. Are you free? And we happened to be free by some small miracle that weekend. And so we got on a plane immediately. They put us on a plane, flew us out, went to their house and they're great friends of ours. We saw Sage recently in Cologne. I was speaking there. Tony was speaking there as well. And, we've been to their home many times. But you know, it was really interesting because, we just went there we weren't expecting anything. We didn't want anything from them. We were just there to serve them and to try to do whatever we could to help them. And that's always been our attitude with them. And that's kind of how we approach life and my wife, Jean and I. And, so it was really wonderful, to be able to connect with them. And it was fun to sit in their living room and tell Tony how, you know, 35 years before Jean and I were watching TV late one night. I was barely out of school. We were absolutely broke and saw one of his infomercials, right? And bit the bullet and spent $99 and then listened to his tapes, you know, those cassette tapes for 30 days. We listened to those and did all the exercises. Within 2 months, we were in our own practice in Laguna Niguel, California, and in our own home. And, with no money down, and it was all just, and it was one of those things that was just kind of phenomenal and orchestrated, and it was incredible, really. And to sit there in his living room and tell him how he had affected our life in such a huge way, was just really such a sweet thing. He's one of the greatest people I think in the world, and his wife Sage is also really, I think, probably the most angelic person I've ever met in my life. So we just love them dearly, dear friends of ours.
And I love the story. And I love that you mentioned that. I was randomly in a conversation with a friend of mine and we started talking about Wallace D. Waddles, The Science of Getting Rich.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking about how fast we were talking about how fast someone can, their life can turn around, whether it is their health, you know, with work that you're doing, whether it's, and the thing I do want to say is the work that Dr. Brad does dramatically affects every other aspect of one's life. And I know that personally, having worked with a practitioner doing the emotion code work, because that, you know, things begin to shift, the health shifts, then the relationship shifts, the finances shift, all of it, you know, it happens. So it's profound. And so when you think about, as you know, from an entrepreneur, and you mentioned you are an entrepreneur, how someone who might be quote unquote stuck, it's that they might think, well, I'm stuck because this is what's happening externally. And what I'm hearing from you, but I know yeah. is in your heart, is that there's more to the story. Can you talk about that?
Well, right. Absolutely. I mean, for me, it took a while. I mean, we all want to be, as entrepreneurs, we all want to be as successful as we can be. Right. Mm. And what we don't know, well, we don't know what we don't know. And what affects us in an unseen way is that emotional baggage that I mentioned. And so for me, for example, I actually had, I had some blocks about money. And one of the fascinating things that you can do with muscle testing is you can test the subconscious mind. You can take your business partner, have that person hold out his or her arm parallel to the floor, and then just have them make a statement like, I'm okay with money, for example, and down the arm might go. And that would mean the subconscious mind is not okay with it. And so what you can do with the emotion code is you can find the inner blocks. For me, I had I actually had an inherited trapped emotion that went back for quite a number of generations. In fact, I had more than one. And my ancestors came from Ireland, and I think they were very poor. And so, you know, you have those emotions that get passed down. Science now knows that animals do this. If they have a traumatic experience, they'll pass down those memories. I mean, if you take a bunch of fleas and you put them into a jar with a lid on it, the fleas will learn that they can't get out. So even after you remove the jar, the fleas will not get out. And their offspring also will not escape from the jar because they believe that there's no escape. And so they're doing more and more studies about this, but it's a really interesting thing. So that was part of what was affecting me. And I think that really is something that is affecting, I think we all pretty much have emotional baggage that has been passed down to us. And so you might have a hard time maybe with money right now, but a secret hidden reason for that might be that some ancestor of yours was maybe thrown into the poorhouse or maybe was in the debtor's prison or something. And then that all of that trauma has been passing down the line. It's all about quantum. It's all about the quantum energy, really, and how this all happens, because there is no possible explanation for how this works in terms of Newtonian physics. It's not explainable, but in terms of quantum mechanics and so on, then it absolutely is explainable. And that's actually how all of this works. But it's actually really, really simple to do. I had a trapped emotion. In fact, I had an emotion of hopelessness, since we're talking about inherited things, that went back 22 generations on my, was on my father's side. He got this from his mother, and we received these energies at conception. And when that was released, it was one of the most profound things that's happened to me in my life. It was like all of a sudden this background feeling of hopelessness that I had that was almost like it was just background music, like this background feeling, like the color of the walls in my mind all of a sudden changed and it was gone. And it was the first time in my life that I'd ever even known that it was there. But I'll tell you something. When I wrote the Emotion Code book, which now looks like this, right? The hardcover. When I was first writing this in 2007, I remember very distinctly, if anybody would have asked me to describe in one word how that project felt, without any hesitation whatsoever, I would have used the word hopeless. I would have said, well, it feels hopeless, but I'm continuing. And I thought I'd had all my emotional baggage removed a long time before, but it wasn't until 2 years after that that my daughter was working on me and found that emotion of hopelessness. And that changed my life, right? So, you know, we struggle with these things, with this baggage that we have that's invisible, that we don't even know we have. And some of it is from ancestors, and some of it is from you know, things that happened when you were a child, you were bullied, you were abused, you know, whatever happened to you, you know, breakups in junior high and high school. We all go through things that are difficult. Sometimes they're brutally difficult. And then those things color our lives because we carry those energies with us. We now have the technology to really easily, really quickly delete those energies one at a time. When you do that, people often describe feeling lighter. And you talk about, you know, we talk about becoming an ascended being. And what's that all about? Well, really, ultimately, it's just about unconditional love, right? It's about learning to live a life of joy in spite of what's going on, right? And like Wayne Dyer used to quote that the guru who used to say, in my world, nothing ever goes wrong, right? And it's about gratitude. It's about no matter what goes on, no matter what presents itself in your life, if you can learn to accept whatever it is with gratitude and stop resisting everything, because resistance leads to resentment and all the lower emotions. Think about how much time people spend, how much time people waste, really. And I'm a victim of this too, resisting against things that happened years ago, right? And you can't change those things. They happened, right? So all you can do is just kind of accept and then try to move forward, right? So anyway, one of the beautiful things about the emotion code is that you're able to, you can do this yourself, by the way. It's all, you know, all of the instructions and everything are in the book, how to do this. You can learn how to do this. You can help your friends, your family members. And if you really like it, you can do it for a living. If you want to really master it well, we have certification programs, you know, for that. And so that's a lot of what our entrepreneurial business is about. Is it's about, we've certified close to 12,000 people now in 80 countries around the world in the emotion code. And then in the body code, I think we're close to 4,000 people or so that have been certified in this method, which is kind of an expansion of the emotion code. So
when I think about your work and there are people walking around with, and they have tried everything, Dr. Brown. So on the, I love that you mentioned money, right? Because that there are people, and it's the saying that, you know, money slips out of their fingers, right? So no matter mm-hmm. how much money they make, they can never hold on to it. Yeah. When there are patterns in one's life, patterns of whether it's financial patterns, whether it's relationship patterns, and we all know that person who is like a serial dater and they always, there's always great mm-hmm. starts, but poor finishes. And it's the same pattern Absolutely. Over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
The mystery illness that no matter what, which is what led you into this work, right? It's that try everything and nothing's working. So why is that? And to your point, it's because our subconscious is running a program, and like a computer program or like your own internal artificial intelligence, your subconscious intelligence is running this program mm-hmm. that is yielding this result. In artificial intelligence, where I currently work, we always talk about that your outputs are equal to your input. So if you mm-hmm. have a bad data set, you're going to have a bad output. Oh, and when sure. I think about your work, that a lot of us, myself included, have bad data sets. And it's not that it was bad. The interpretation was bad. I mean, abuse, which I've talked about on the show and different things that happen, our interpretation of those at the moment is going to create that output. And no amount of certain types of things are going to fix it until we change how we're responding to that same input. And yeah. The work that you're doing, which obviously, as I said before we got on the show, that I'm such a huge fan, advocate, believer in, have used myself, is the word is honestly, this is, I want to say transformative, but if there was a better word in a different language, someone needs to message me on my website because it's more than that.
I like transformative. It's pretty good.
Transcendent even, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it is transformative. And I mean, if you think about it, really, I mean, to me, the future of human potential is all about one thing. And what it's about is, if you think about, if this hand of mine represents where I consciously want to go, and this hand represents the subconscious mind and where it wants me to go, okay? If I consciously want to go this way, but my subconscious mind wants to go this way, I'm going this way, right? Because the subconscious mind is by far the bulk of our intelligence. So what we can do with the emotion code is we can align, we can find out what the imbalances are, what the blocks are that are in the way of the subconscious minds being aligned with the conscious mind. And once the subconscious mind and the conscious mind are on the same page and are moving towards the same goal, then all of a sudden things really start happening fast. It's so interesting and it's so fun. It's like, we've seen this happen so many times to so many people. We've over 10,000 testimonials that have been submitted by people from all over the world, and a certain percentage of those are about money. Some are about love, you know, most are about health, but you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to create something, you're trying to create something new for humanity, you're trying to create abundance for yourself. A lot of the time, you know, it's natural to blame outside forces and things, but what you have to do is you've got to look at what's going on internally, because that's where the game is really played, right? And if your subconscious mind is not okay with you, let's say your subconscious mind wants you to choose the wrong kind of person because maybe you made a conclusion subconsciously that you need to be punished for something that you did long ago. What'll happen is you'll be that kind of person that picks the wrong kind of people. You attract the wrong kind of people into your life. And so it's like a yo-yo for you. Or what if in your subconscious mind, you have trapped emotions and things such that the subconscious mind doesn't feel that you're good enough or that you're worthy enough or that you deserve to have abundance financially? What happened? Well, you'll create abundance through sheer effort and force of will, but then you'll lose all that after a period of time, and then you have to rebuild it. And so we all know people that kind of go through that sort of cycle, but you don't have to live like that. You can find that baggage and get rid of it. And so, again, the beautiful thing about this is you can do this yourself. One of my favorite stories that I have to tell you is, and I don't know if this story is in the book, it might be in the Body Code book, I don't know, but, we were at an event and a lady told us this story that she started reading the Emotion Code book and listening to it, and her son started reading it and listening to it. And after a couple of weeks, she noticed that her son was practicing with the other boys and she thought that was kind of cute. Well, a couple of weeks go by and one day the phone rings, she answers the phone, and the woman that's calling identifies herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she said, listen, she said, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. And it's been very trying for him, very disruptive to his life and to our life as a family. We've tried everything, taken him to everybody. She said, right now my son's out, you know, playing in the water, the community pool, the other boy. She said, your son did this. She said, how is this even possible? And those two boys are only 11, right? Mm-hmm. But that's just one of my favorite examples of how easy this is, because, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do it. You can be 11, maybe 10.
You could be 11. You could be 10. And I think that the beauty of it is, as we're coming to a close of the show, I want to share a story. And I promised in the prelude to the show, I'd share a story to share with you about the power of this work. And even if someone might be listening and they might say, well, you know, I can never do that. I was asked, Harvey McKay called me on my birthday, Dr. Brad. So Harvey's 91 now. He's written, I think, 8 New York Times bestsellers, and he's one of my mentors. And Harvey has a philosophy that when he wants to become a really good golfer, he hired a golf coach, a tennis coach, and all these different things. And so even for myself, yes, I was trained by David Hawkins in muscle testing, but sometimes for me, when I'm really wanting to surrender, that's why I would hire someone to work on me. So here's the story that I promised. So I was running a half marathon, and what most of the longtime listeners know, but new listeners wouldn't know, is when I was 27 years old, I was a professional athlete. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and it was progressive. And I was told I'd be in a wheelchair in 10 years and dead in 20. So I'm 51 now, and I'm neither dead nor in a wheelchair. But anyway, I also had been in the Boston bombing, and I had had trauma, and I hadn't had a good race since then. So every time I would go and run, I would have just a severe respiratory response. So 2 years ago, I had started the emotion code work, and I go to start this half marathon. And sure enough, a few miles in, I'm like, and I literally couldn't catch a breath. And so I sent a message to my emotion code trainer who I was working with, and she worked on me while I was on the course. I couldn't even take a step, Dr. Brad, let alone run.
Wow.
Within 5 minutes, I started running again, and I finished second in my age group in that race.
No way.
And I went from, I didn't even think I was going to be able to walk it, the 21 kilometers. I'm Canadian, so I'll go back and forth Canadian, to metric, but I didn't even think I was going to be able to walk it. And so we worked on it in that moment. And the other thing I want to say, since I'm such an advocate for your work, is that you may go to work. I want everyone to order both books, The Emotion Code and The Body Code. You may go to work on it for some reason, such as the money issues that Dr. Brad was talking about, or maybe something else. It's the interesting life changes one begins to make when that baggage begins to be offloaded. And that was another thing I found personally, is who was showing up in my life. And I'm not done the work. I mean, there's always more to do, but who was showing up in my life, the choices I was making, even my marriage, and how we had healing, because I was healing, it changed it, how I was interacting with my husband. Mm-hmm. And so, here we are, not married as long as you and Gene, but we've known each other since I was 13 and he was 15. So we've known each other for a very long time. We've been married for a couple of decades, and how that changed our marriage. And the fact that I get to thank you openly in front of thousands and thousands of people around the world, I hope that you feel it in my heart. And so when your PR team reached out and the book arrived in my mailbox, I'm like, how do they have my home address? Like, this is so bizarre, because like everyone, I have a PO box in an office, and there it was with the letter. And so I get to thank you so personally and for everything you're doing for everyone around the world. And I'm excited and a huge advocate for your work. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to reach more people with this. My mission in this world, I believe that this is what I was put here to do, is bring this healing work into the world that gives back to people their birthright, really, to be able to heal other people. The world has to change. It has to transform. There's been so much darkness in this world for so long. There was a near-death experience that I saw recently, and this guy goes to the other side, and he's told that there are lots and lots of different planets that he could have gone to, but he came to this world because this is where people come when they want to progress really rapidly, because there's so much hardship here. And I came away kind of thinking, well, gee, I wonder, maybe this is the only world in the whole universe that has war and things like that. But we're moving to a new world. So, thank you. It's been so much fun to connect with you. And I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you. And for everyone listening, I can boil it down to three action steps. So Tony always says, never leave the site of creating a goal without taking an action. And so if you've listened to the show and you're like, they're talking to me, oh my goodness, they're talking to me. So you have three choices. One, buy the books and read them and work on yourself. Number two, buy the books and hire one of 12,000 practitioners in a zip code near you. Or three, if this is really resonating for you, go through all of those first two steps and then become a practitioner yourself. Because I know that Dr. Brad and Jean's mission is to really have not 12,000 people doing this work, but millions of people doing this work all over the world. So Dr. Brad, thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Susan.
All right, everyone. Well, this has been another episode of Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. And as I always say, God bless, go rock your day. And I will see you in the next episode. And if this episode has been helpful, please give us a 5-star review and give us a shout out on social. All of the episode notes and links are on SusanSly.com.
Hey, this is Susan, and thanks so much for listening to this episode on Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. If this episode or any episode has been helpful to you, you've gotten at least one solid tip from myself or my guests, I would love it if you would leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. After you leave your review, go ahead and email reviews@susansly.com. Let us know where you left the review. And if I read your review on the air, you could get a $50 Amazon gift card. And we would so appreciate it because reviews do help boost the show and get this message all over the world. If you're interested in any of the resources we discussed on the show, go to SusanSly.com. That's where all the show notes live. And with that, go out there, rock your day. God bless. And I will see you in the next episode. Are you currently an employee looking to start your own business? Maybe you've been thinking about it for a while and you're just not sure where to start. Well, my course, Employee to Entrepreneur, combines my decades of experience as an entrepreneur with proven methods, techniques, and skills to help you take that leap and start your own business. This course is self-paced, learn on demand, and comes with an incredible workbook. And that will allow you to go through this content piece by piece by piece, absorb it, take action, and then go on to the next module. So check out my course on SusanSly.com, Employee to Entrepreneur.